Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow starts now.
Well, here we are, and good morning. It's Wednesday, August 24th. Welcome to Wisconsin's Coffee Break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers is here, and we are full today. We have a packed show of guests. Carolyn Fiddler will join us this hour to talk about Netroots Nation and some other national political notes. Then, in our last hour, our 10 a.m. hour, Kristen Lyerly will have her weekly visit with us. In the middle, during the 9 o'clock hour, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five guests in the hour. We'll be joined first by State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire, who will help us to meet four women all running for the legislature across Western Wisconsin. So should be a very fun hour hearing why these women have chosen to run and what are the issues they're talking about and what are they hearing about as they knock on doors throughout Wisconsin. That hopefully will be filled with some good positive news, and we need it because, well, if you're going to lose as a baseball team, and if you're going to lose badly, I think it's best to do it while your fans are asleep. Luke has already confessed to being asleep and not watching as the Dodgers absolutely shellacked the Brewers 10-1. They got to Corbin Burnes early. He did not make it out of the fourth inning, giving up seven runs on six hits and only three strikeouts. There were some defensive miscues. The Brewers only got three hits in the first five innings of the game. How bad was it? Our eighth inning pitcher was the catcher, Victor Caratini. He gave up three more runs. How much worse did it get? The Dodgers then brought in an infielder to pitch, and he only needed seven pitches to retire the Brewers 1-2-3 on three flyouts. So the Brewers have now lost 13 of their last 21.
Ouch. That is rough. When I woke up to the score, 10-1, I was kind of like anticipating that it was late runs that fueled the 10-1 victory for the Dodgers. I saw that Burnes was on the mound. I was like, oh, well, Burnes probably took care of business, and then it got away from the relievers.
Nay, nay.
And apparently that's not the case at all.
Yeah, no. And in fact, it really is to the point where at the moment, we are not talking about the Central Division race. We're now 5.5 back of the Cardinals. Instead, we're talking about the wild card and how we're a game and a half behind the Padres for a wild card spot. That's what it's like right now.
Good thing we sent them Josh Hader, who seems to keep blowing leads and yes, keeping us competitive in that wild card race. Then
that would be very weird if that's what this season ended up coming down to. Adrian Hauser will go tonight. You haven't heard his name lately because he hasn't pitched in 2 months. So we'll see if he has fully recovered from his injury. First pitch is not as late tonight in Los Angeles. It will be at 8 o'clock Central Time. So you have a chance of actually catching the game, seeing how Hauser does. The Brewers then have Thursday off and then have six games at home. Three more against the Cubs, and then three against the lowly Pirates, and for the love of all things baseball, could we please sweep these horrible teams? What the Cubs and the Pirates have done to the Brewers lately was unfathomable, you know, say in late June. And yet here we are. I mean, again, because I have to put drama into everything about the Brewers season, it seems, I'm going to plant my flag on, if we don't sweep those six games at home. No, I'll just say we have to sweep those six games at home. We just do.
What if we go 5-1 for that six game homestand? 5-1, you're still.
I'll still be okay. You know, of course, unless the Cardinals win six in a row.
True. That would be tough. That would take the air out of the balloon of a 5-1 winning streak. But yeah, I feel like they got to win the series, both of the series, and they got to get. They got to go 4-2 at home. If they could make it an interesting today, because if they win today's game, they, I believe, win the matchup against the Dodgers for the season, which would be helpful for ramifications later, I believe, in the playoffs. Like, that is a tiebreaker that would be helpful to the Brewers. So today's victory could be important, but I believe, yeah, they got to go at least 4-2 with this homestand coming up, if not go for the 5-1 or the full sweep.
Yep. Question for you. Game of Thrones person while it was on?
Nope. I did not get into that one.
Really?
Nope. I didn't have HBO, and it was all throughout college, and when I was in college when it was on.
Oh, so that's right. This was a while back. You were probably, yeah, the TV ratings, you weren't allowed to hear things with naughty words. And,
no, it was. I didn't have an ability to pay for it. I was strapped for cash as a college kid. That's what it was.
And you didn't read the books.
I did not, but my roommate did both. Like, he had them all pirated to his laptop, and he read all the books and stuff. So I just never, he offered multiple times. I just never got into them. So
they're good. I don't read much for like science fiction or fantasy or anything like that. They were great books to the point where the author, I'm still waiting on that next book, buddy. Let's get this done.
I know that he's been sitting on it. So I do know that, even though I haven't watched any of the stuff.
This is all to say House of the Dragon premiered over the weekend. I haven't seen it yet, but I think I've decided I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot, and because there's just nothing new and fresh out there to take a look at. So let's sample that all together, shall we? Carolyn Fiddler up next after the break. You're up north.